This is KERA News. I'm Stephen Becker. If you're sitting in traffic right now, you may be feeling stressed. And as you probably also know, that's not good. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked to a Harvard researcher about how our bodies respond to stress. For our distant ancestors, stress was actually very useful.
If a lion is chasing you, or you think a lion might chase you, it's a good idea to get your heart rate up and run as fast as you can.
That's Daniel Lieberman, the chair of the Department of Human Evolutionary Biology at Harvard.
But those kinds of stress events tend to be short in duration, but intense.
As in, you escaped the lion or you got eaten. Either way, when we get stressed, a gland near our kidneys secretes cortisol, which provides a burst of energy. That's great for evading those lions. But today we typically experience mental stress rather than physical, and that tension tends to hang around.
The kinds of stress that we now encounter are chronic. It causes us to have high levels of blood sugar. It causes us to depress our immune systems. It causes us to sleep less, which then causes us to be stressed more.
Essentially, we've figured out how to outsmart the physical dangers our prehistoric ancestors faced, but the message hasn't made it to our bodies. For now, we just convert that excess energy to fat.
So what's called visceral fat or belly fat is actually the fat that causes most of the diseases that we care about today. And you know, stress levels basically transfer fat to those areas. You know, for a short term, that's a good thing. Over long, you know, hours, years, months of stress, that's a ruinous thing. And so many of the problems that we face today come from chronic stress.
One more thing to be stressed out over. Stephen Becker, KERA News.